He got the orb, that's right. An orb that's a kind of golden ball, and he got a special kind of gown. Oh, sorry, Jonah, yeah? He got two scepters, didn't he? They had to take his other things away so that he could hold both of his scepters. That's right. Yeah. He got a crown. That's right. He got a crown as well. And he got golden spurs to put on his boots for when he's riding into battle. He got a golden robe, which had real gold. He got all sorts of amazing gifts given to him. But at one point, a man came up to him and said, "Your Majesty, what I have here is the most valuable thing in the whole world." Well, I really want to tell you what it is, but we're gonna have a little bit of help. What I want is two volunteers, an adult and a child. Can we have? Let's go, father, son. Let's go, Sam and Jonah. Come on up. Have a seat. Great. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to make it a bit fairer. Is we're just going to level the playing field. Just going to blindfold Sam. I think I've worn this. I've washed this rather since winter when I was wearing it a little bit. Now there we go. So Sam cannot see. Now John didn't actually mention anything in the Bible passage about smell, but we should be safe, and you don't get to smell. How painful is that? Great. And we're going to put some ear defenders on. Now, what you guys aren't going to believe is that I managed to get one of these most valuable things in the world. Go back to my microphone. I managed to get my hands on one of these most valuable things in the whole world, and I've got it in this box. And in a minute, I'm going to get you guys to decide which one of these guys you might overhear. But you're going to decide which one of these guys you're going to ask to tell you what it is. Now, Jonah, I'm going to let him look at it. I'm going to let him touch it, and I'm going to tell him really loudly what it is. But also, Sam's pretty clever, so it might be Sam that you want. Now, you see what I've got in this box? Yeah. Do you want to have a little flip through? It's a Bible. It's a Bible. There you go. I've told him loudly what it is. Let's release Sam. Oh, there we go. Hi, Sam. Welcome back. Now, Sam, in that box, I've got the most valuable thing in the whole world. What do you think it is? Oh, yeah? Like one of the diamonds or the rubies? Okay. And what do you think it is?
A Bible.
You think it's a Bible? Okay. Now, hands up, who believes Sam? Ned scratched his ear just then. It was just a scratch, was it? Okay, no one believes you, Sam. Sam's a grown-up. Okay, who believes Jonah? Oh, well, you're right. Jonah was right. It was a Bible. Thank you very much. Everyone, give Jonah a round of applause and Sam for trying. Now, this, I can have it back now. It's quite useful for preaching. This is the most valuable thing in the whole world. And the reason it's the most valuable thing in the whole world is because it contains the best possible news, and that news is true. Hi, Shasta. Shasta, can you go and sit next to Liz for a second? Oh, mummy's down. Sorry, everyone. Now, the reason that we know that this is such great news is because we know that it's true. And we know that it's true, well, firstly, because John, who wrote this letter that Andy read out, John and his friends, that's the other apostles, saw what Jesus did. So for 3 years, John and his friends hung around with Jesus. And Jesus would do, they saw Jesus do things like he'd go up to people who'd never been able to walk in their whole lives, and he'd heal them, and they'd just walk off. Or one time, they were with Jesus, and they saw him take a small picnic, just a few loaves and a couple of fish, and feed 5,000 men, and some of them would have had families with them, he fed all of those people just with a few loaves and a couple of fish. That's like in this room, maybe everyone in this room, and then 50 other rooms like it, and then double that again. And Jesus fed all of the people with a few loaves and a couple of fish. And the reason that we can believe that is because John saw it. He saw it with his own eyes. That was in our reading, wasn't it? John said a few times, he said, we looked at Jesus and what he did. He said, we saw, for adults who are following, he refers to Jesus as the life at the beginning of John's gospel. But he saw the life. He saw Jesus do this. He looked upon it, and he says it three times just in that small reading. But those amazing miracles that I just mentioned, that's not actually the good news. That's not what we call the gospel. Those are some true and incredible things about Jesus that let us know that he's God. But when Jesus healed people, he said things like, go away and don't sin anymore. That means stop disobeying God. And he would make it really obvious all the time as he went about that the most important thing was for people to have their sins forgiven. And when he fed them the bread and fish, he said, it's much more important not for me to feed you, but that I should die for you. And so Jesus said that the reason he'd come was to die, to take away the punishment for everyone's sins, so that anyone who trusted and followed Jesus could be completely forgiven and live with him forever. So how do we know that Jesus said all of these things? How do we know Jesus said all these things? Well, because John and his friends heard what Jesus said. And that's what he said, again, for anyone following. He says it in verse 3 and again in verse 5. He heard all of these things that Jesus said, so you can trust them. Now, the problem with that is if Jesus said that we can live forever with him, how can we live forever if he died for us? How can we live forever with Jesus if he died for us? Well, Jesus came back. We saw that last month at our old age, didn't we? Jesus beat death. That's amazing, isn't it? It's so amazing, it might be quite hard to believe. But how do we know that it happened? Well, after Jesus died, John went to Jesus' tomb. Again, we saw that last month at Easter. Jesus' tomb, that's like a cave where you bury people. And it was empty. But then John and his friends went back, and then Jesus came to them, and they saw him. And then another one of John's friends, who hadn't been there then, said, oh, I'm not sure if Jesus is back. So Jesus came and visited him, and Jesus said, come and touch my hands. Come and touch my side so you can see that it really is me. See the wounds I have when I was killed before I beat death. And then a few days after that, Jesus went and found his friends on the beach, and he cooked them another meal of bread and fish, and he ate with them. So how can we believe that Jesus came back from being dead? Because John and his friends saw, heard, and touched him. Jesus was really, really alive. And so this is another thing John wants to remind us of in verse 1. Jesus was really back. He ate with them. He says that they touched Jesus with their hands and ate with them. John and his friends touched and ate with Jesus after he came back. So John heard, saw, touched. So John knew all of the good news that there was. John knew that Jesus came to die so that we could be forgiven, that Jesus really was God, that he really did die, and that he really did come back to life. But how does that help us to know the truth? Well, John says that he testified in verse 2. That means he told people about it, and he promised that he was telling the truth. And then John says he proclaimed it, verses 2 and 5. That means he said it really, really loud to lots and lots of people. He proclaimed it. And then John said that he wrote it down in verse 4. So that 2,000 years later, you, me, and King Charles III can all know that it's true. John and his friends told everyone what Jesus did, and they wrote it down. It really is true that Jesus, the light of the world, the creator of the world, came to us, lived among us, died for us, and rose again, all so that we could be forgiven for the bad things that we do, so that we can live forever with him. And we know it because, well, what did Jesus do, everyone? We've got some emojis that might be able to help us, although that doesn't seem to have come through very well. What did Jesus do? How do we know what Jesus did? Yeah? What do the eyes help us remember? John saw what Jesus did. Okay, what about the ear? Yeah? That's right, John heard everything that Jesus said. What else? What about the finger? Yeah? He touched, John and his friends were able to touch and eat with Jesus, so they knew he was. And what about the last one? Yeah? Yeah. He wrote it down, and lots of people actually wrote it down. This is the most amazing news, and it means that we can all have the most precious and valuable treasure in the world. And I don't want to show off, but actually in our house, Susie has the most valuable thing in the world, one for her. Shasta has the most valuable thing, and even baby Istra has one of the most valuable things in the whole world, that every single one of us can have this most precious gift that God's given to us. That's the most valuable thing that King Charles owns, even better than his golden orb and his scepters, and even better than a jeweled sword. All of us can have this most precious gift. And whenever you read the Bible, if you read it on your own, or if you read it as a family, or if someone reads it to you before you go to bed, you are hearing the best news in the whole world, that Jesus wants to live forever with you. And that's why yesterday, an old Scottish man stood in front of the king, who has sat on the throne in his golden robe with his jeweled sword and his golden spurs and his golden orb and his two jeweled scepters, and said, "This is the most valuable thing that you have. It's the most valuable thing in the whole world, because it tells us the truth about Jesus." And it's written by all kinds of people across thousands of years. And John says, remember to believe this book, and don't believe people who want to change it, or don't believe people who want to say that they know better than it, because even if they're really clever, even if they're as clever as Sam, they didn't see or hear or touch or even smell what was really going on. But the people who wrote this book did. John did. And he says that this book is true. So now, before we carry on with the rest of our service, let's just very quickly pray together. Let's put our hands together and pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you so much that you came to earth to die for us so that we could be forgiven. Thank you for defeating death so we can live forever with you. We are so grateful that you gave us the Bible so that we can be absolutely sure of the amazing things that you've done for us. Amen.